Every summer, Indiana University invites musicians from all over the world to perform as part of the Summer Music Festival. But the biggest performing ensemble utilizes talent from right here in Bloomington, students from the Jacobs School of Music. We'll take a sneak peek at the festival orchestra concerts coming up this summer through the eyes of four music students.
I actually believe that the oboe is made for three purposes: for sex, death, and shepherds. My name is Sarah Elizabeth Hipsch, and I play the oboe and English horn. In Defias' Three-Cornered Hat, in the second movement, it starts out with this big rambunctious horn solo. And as usual in the English horn part, there's kind of a few interesting things going on, but no one really knows who you are until after that horn solo. Nothing is going on except for you. I know a lot of players, including myself, will make a different read for this solo than any other English horn part that requires you to play really loud in a really low register on this instrument that doesn't project all that well. There's a concert on July 22nd of all German music, and they are very good to oboists and English horn players.
My name is Sarah Paradis. I'm a trombone player. Wagner, Mahler, Strauss, those are huge composers for brass. To play or to watch, that's going to be really exciting as a brass player. The Lohengrin, there's definitely some tricky licks in there. Forceful, loud, but also very quick. So getting the notes to speak in the low register can be tough.
The Strauss actually struck me first. Death and Transfiguration is absolutely wonderful. So I'm Danny Meyer, and I play double bass. It requires a combination of endurance and agility around the instrument, which is very typical of Strauss, you know, like Heldenleben, Don Juan, a lot of arpeggios, a lot of chromatics, but it's all so gratifying when you actually put it together, because even though you can't even hear yourself because the little brass is covering you up anyways.
In fact, that's a characteristic of a lot of the Strauss tone poems, is we play, and we play lots of huge chords, and it's really exciting, and then for about 15 minutes we kind of got to sit out and listen to solos and stuff like that, so the strings can be heard, and the oboe solos and the flute solos can come through.
No, I mean, bass is a soft instrument for as big as it is. But if you have the right bass section for that right moment when they are actually highlighted, maybe you don't know what they're playing, or you don't hear them, but you can feel them. But another big one was actually Sibelius too, and I just played it the other week, and it was absolutely gorgeous.
Shen Zhang came and conducted a concert at Juilliard, and she conducted Sibelius II, which she's going to be doing with the IU Orchestra. And I can tell you, it's fantastic. Her interpretation of the piece is absolutely beautiful. My name is Sarah Kidd, and I'm a conducting student at Juilliard. So, of course, I've conducted Beethoven's First Symphony. There are some tricky things in there, especially the beginning of the last movement. The way it begins, there's a fermata on the first measure. And then the first violin section has these entrances after rests. And in silence, the conductor is really important, because the orchestra can't just listen for context. They have to watch to know when to place the notes, how to place the notes. Conductors have the best repertoire. And just making music with people, like being able to look at the orchestra, look into someone's eyes and shape a phrase together, that just still seems like magic.
You can see photos of these four student musicians, Sarah Hoopsch, Sarah Paradis, Danny Meyer, and Sarah Kidd, on our website. And you can see the complete listing of all the events that are a part of the IU Summer Music Festival there as well.